What is the latest at the Nations Cup?
Yeheus, Ghana is going against Algeria at this hour in a crucial Group C match at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Mongomo, Equatorial Guinea. Right now, we're in the 30th minute. No score between Ghana and Algeria. The Black Stars of Ghana and the Desert Foxes of Algeria were my two top pre-tournament picks to lift the trophy on February 8th in the port city of Bata. But based on their opening results, the Desert Foxes, Africa's highest-ranked team, are in better position to advance. Algeria rallied with three second-half goals to stun South Africa 3-1 in Mongomo. Ghana, meanwhile, was not impressive in its opening match, falling to Senegal 2-1. Quick update again from Mongomo. Ghana 0, Algeria 0. We're in the 31st minute. In Friday's second match in Mongomo, South Africa will face Senegal. Algeria and Senegal began the day at the top of the group standings with 3 points each, with the Algerians slightly ahead on a plus one goal difference. Ghana and South Africa have no points, so if Algeria and Senegal win on Friday, they book their places in the quarterfinals, and this so-called group of death will be done and dusted, as our African football guru David Legg puts it. In Nations Cup results Thursday, Tunisia beat Zambia 2-1, while Cape Verde and the Democratic Republic of Congo played to a scoreless draw. Both matches were played in Ebebeyin. Tunisia now tops Group B with 4 points from two matches, followed by Cape Verde and the DRC with two each, and Zambia with one. Looking ahead to Saturday, the Nations Cup action will shift to the capital, Malabo. Ivory Coast is matched against Mali, and then Cameroon will go against Guinea. I asked David Legg to gaze into his crystal soccer ball and forecast his winners.
Sorry, Sonny, you're not getting any predictions here. It's just too hard to call. We all assumed that Cameroon and Ivory Coast would win their opening matches and stake claims for places in the last eight. But what we saw from Guinea and Mali was great spirit. It was true grit, and that counts for so much in any football game. The Guineans clearly said to the Ivorians, "You might be ranked higher than us. You might have a lot of stars, particularly people like Yaya Toure and Wilfred Bonny. But we've come here to fight, and we're heroic players because we've already come through great difficulties because of the Ebola in our country. We had to play all our home qualifiers far away in Casablanca in Morocco, and we still qualified for the finals. And that spirit came through, Sonny. You could really see it against the Ivorians. I think the Ivorians were a little bit rattled. The Ivorians, when the going gets tough sometimes, not the greatest of fighters. But to their credit, after Jovino was sent off and they were trailing by one goal, they did come back for a Doumbia equalizer. But nevertheless, I think Guinea a little bit unlucky not to take maximum points. And then you had Mali, a Mali side that last week were trashed 3-0 in a warm-up game by South Africa. But they proved once again that you must never take friendly results into account ahead of a tournament. They were a much improved side, showed great spirit. Although Cameroon did get on top in the second half, it was the Malians who actually took the lead before Oyongo rescued the indomitable Lions with a late goal. Now, Sonny, we've got Ivory Coast against Mali, as you said, and Cameroon against Guinea. These games are going to be hard to call. And if they're not drawn, I think they'll probably be decided by a single goal either way. How's that for sitting on the fence?
David, Equatorial Guinea's president, Obiang, how important has he been to the good crowds I've been seeing in the stadiums?
Yes, Sonny, he's really waved his magic wand. Apparently, Teodoro Obiang is quite a keen football fan. You know, you always see the presidents at the opening matches. They shake hands with everybody. They make a speech. But he was also there in Ebebeyin for the second day of action. And what he's done, Sonny, is he has personally bought 40,000 tickets to be distributed to fans. And he was very fair as well. He gave 10,000 to each of the venues, that's Bata, Malabo, Mongomo, and Ebebeyin. So everybody got a fair share of those tickets. But so far, Sonny, the prophets of doom, I'm afraid, are losing this match about 10-0. The Equatorial Guineans have really taken to this tournament, and there's been this wonderful vibe. You can feel the atmosphere. You can feel the colour. It's really encouraging. First of all, Sonny, we've had virtually full houses in Bata and Malabo, and capacity crowds in Mongomo and Ebeveen. And I think here again, there is a lesson for future Africa Cup of Nations tournaments. Too often in the past, these big, unwieldy stadiums have been built, 40, 50, 60,000 seaters. We don't need that in Africa, Sonny. We need smaller stadiums that are full for all the matches in the Cup of Nations. I mean, Ebeveen only holds about 5,000. Yet, there was this fantastic atmosphere because every seat was taken. People were close together. They were enjoying themselves. And the same in Mongomo. The capacity there is about 15,000. And again, every seat was taken. So far, Sonny, it's looking really good, this Nations Cup, much better than many people expected. We're seeing extremely competitive football. So, yeah, Sonny, it's looking good at this stage, the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, and we'll hear more 2015 Africa Cup of Nations commentary from David during the three-week tournament, which culminates February 8th, when the final will be played in Bata.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. I encourage our VOA football fans to check out our special Equatorial Guinea 2015 Nations Cup blog. The address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, take a look at our exciting Equatorial Guinea 2015 Nations Cup blog at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. You'll see photos, videos, and stories about the African Championship Tournament. Turning to African athletics, it was a big day for Ethiopia on Friday at the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon in the Middle East. Ethiopian athletes swept the men's and women's titles, and taking a look at the results, the top 10 runners in the men's race were all from Ethiopia. Lemmy Berhanu and Asalefich Mergia were the men's and women's winners. Lemmy had a winning time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 28 seconds, while Asalefich clocked 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 2 seconds. The two Ethiopian winners are also each leaving Dubai with first-place prizes of $200,000. Not a bad payday at all. Meanwhile, Dubai proved a tough marathon experience for Kenenisa Bekele, Ethiopia's world record holder at 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters. Our VOA listeners will remember Kenenisa won his debut at the marathon distance last year in Paris with a time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 4 seconds. But Dubai proved to be a big disappointment. Kenenisa dropped out just beyond the 30-kilometer mark with what his coach described as hamstring problems in both legs. Meanwhile, one Ethiopian athlete who's had a lot of success in the marathon, Haile Gebrselassie, did not run in Dubai, but was part of the international television commentary team for the race.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to tennis on the Voice of America, Swiss star Roger Federer was the big upset victim Friday at the Australian Open in Melbourne, the year's first Grand Slam event. Federer, a four-time champion in Melbourne, fell in four sets to Italy's Andreas Seppi in a third-round match. Now that Seppi was the man who knocked out Federer is a surprise. In their 10 previous matches, the Italian had never won and had claimed just one set. With Roger Federer now packing his bags down under, that should make a title run easier for Spain's Rafael Nadal and Britain's Andy Murray, who both posted easy victories on Friday. Nadal ousted Israel's Dudi Sela in straight sets, while Murray also won in straight sets, eliminating Portugal's João Sousa. In women's action at the Australian Open, second-seeded Maria Sharapova of Russia swept aside Zarina Diaz from Kazakhstan. The score was 6-1 and 6-1. Other winners in the women's draw included third-seeded Simona Halep from Romania and seventh-seeded Eugenie Bouchard from Canada. Quick update from Mongomo, Equatorial Guinea. Ghana 0, Algeria 0. We're in the 41st minute. Big Group C match. Ghana 0, Algeria 0 at the Nations Cup just before halftime. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back